Foxygen is Jonathan Rado and Sam France. They've been working together since high school, self-releasing music, but they put out their debut, Take the Kids Off Broadway, on Jaguar Records last July, and just put out their second album, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, this week. We'll meet the duo in a moment, but first, here's a live performance in the studio of the song In the Darkness. So In the Darkness, live in the World Cafe Studios, Foxygen have joined us today, and welcome. We're having a chance to talk with Sam and Jonathan, Sam France and Jonathan Rado, who are the men of many minds behind this. But we have a five-piece today. Who else is playing today?
Lizzie Gomez, Justin Nason, and Sean Fleming, our friends.
Yeah, our best friends.
Sounds great. I was a little anxious as to how you would translate, particularly Take the Kids Off Broadway and this new album live, because there's so much going on. Was it kind of a challenge to figure out what to do live?
Yeah, we've kind of been practicing these past few months. We haven't been a live band for very long. I think we've kind of got it down at this point.
But these two albums that are out on Jaguar are kind of the tip of the iceberg anyway, because you guys have been making albums since high school, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we've been making albums forever. We have 15 or 16 or something like that.
How did you guys get started working together when you were kids?
We were just in a band together in eighth grade, mm-hmm. ninth grade. That was kind of like a blues Doors band, kids band kind of thing.
It was like a bunch of kids playing like Doors music, because that's, you know, Jim Morrison's really cool when you're 14.
Yeah,
you know?
And the faded story is that
still cool, I guess.
We did all these recordings with this band, the Fionas, and I took them home. I did all these overdubs on them, and then I brought them back to the band, and everyone thought it was terrible, except Rado, who loved them, and so we just right there kind of basically quit and started Foxtrot right there, and then went and recorded at Rado's house.
So you did all this work on your own, kind of, and then you got your music to Richard Swift, who's kind of a like-minded guy, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And that led to the new album, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, and we're glad you are. But how different was the recording of this?
Completely different, completely new thing.
It was the first time we'd ever worked with anybody else. I mean, me and Sam worked together solely, and then bringing someone else into that was, I mean, it was easy. It wasn't a problem at all.
Yeah, we really just did it in like a week.
Really?
Morning, yeah.
Now, how long did it take to do Take the Kids Off Broadway?
Several months.
Yeah.
Probably, I mean, maybe like 6 months in total, 6-7 months over a span of time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
We'd work on a song. You know, we wouldn't work on the whole album as a whole. We'd work on one song for a really long time.
Wow. So these songs were all kind of ready when you went in with Richard.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we wrote 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic like in a week. We wrote like a song a day, every day, you know, just when we were kind of preparing it. And
it's amazing.
It's amazing.
You're so amazing.
Well, one of my favorites on here is San Francisco. Can you guys do that live?
Yeah, we can.
That is San Francisco from We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, the new album from Foxygen. And we're getting a chance to talk with Sam France and Jonathan Rado, the folks behind this band today, and great live versions of these tunes as well. When I heard the new record, I just started smiling and started laughing because I could see writers everywhere just dying to write about this record because you guys leave them so much room to talk about bands from the past and so much. What are the most kind of outrageous descriptions of this music that you've heard?
Someone the other day said that we were literally psychedelic.
That's good.
I thought that was... Mm-hmm. Pretty accurate, actually. I really like that.
Well, I think it's because of Make It Known. You got that sort of lounge act thing. It's because of the way you sing and the original recording of that.
Mm-hmm.
But now,
well, that's like Neil Diamond. You know, that's not Mike Patton. That's where that's.
That's something else. Yeah, no, that's true. So, are you doing many of the songs from "Take the Kids Off Broadway," the first Jaguar record?
Just Make It Known, pretty much.
Yeah, that's the only one that this band knows. We're talking about learning some more, which is kind of stupid because we've toured on. That album, toured on Take the Kids Off Broadway for like a year and not played any songs from it.
And now we're thinking about
it. And now we're just like, maybe we'll throw in a few more for like the new tour.
Songs,
yeah.
So you were doing all new material on the tour for that album?
Yeah. And even newer stuff too.
And
that's
really
not
new material.
On the new album.
Yeah.
So here's a question. Have you actually recorded beyond this? Is there more things done?
Yeah.
We've started. Yeah. We've started the next one.
Wow. Well, okay, can you do Make It Down?
Yeah.
Skull planted in the nihilistic tendrils. I watch the children play down on Broadway, but still I think I still can't even take that anymore.
Make It Known, one of the tunes going back to the first album that Jaguar put out called Take
That
the
was exhausting.
Take the Kids Off Broadway. And that was the album that you guys kind of finished up frantically because Richard Swift was in town and you wanted to give him a CDR.
Yeah.
And is that pretty much what got released?
He remixed it.
Yeah.
Our mixes were a little rough on the ears. They were kind of harsh, and he sort of softened it up a little bit. He didn't take any instruments out or anything, but he just mixed it correctly.
Explain to people who Richard Swift is and why you guys wanted to work with him so much.
Richard Swift is a genius songwriter, genius producer, genius artist, who is now – he plays keyboards in the Shins – but he has about a million records that are the best records of the last 10 years. And for that reason, we wanted to work with him because he makes absolutely the best records.
And what happened with him is what people don't believe ever happens is you gave him this thing and he actually listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have faith that he would? Or did you think, eh?
Well, there's a song called Song for Richard Swift on it. So I think that
I think he liked the cover.
He liked
but
the cover.
It was just kind of a spiritual deadline for us.
Yeah.
We were just kind of like, this is when we should finish it. We should give it to Swift. We never thought about like what would happen or whatever.
I mean, it wasn't. We didn't name that song for Richard Swift with the hopes that he would listen to it because of that. But we knew that there was a very good chance that if someone gives you a CD with a song named after you, that you're going to listen to it. But that's really all we wanted him to do was just listen to it and like it.
Yeah,
we didn't expect him to give it to the label or whatever. But he really inspires us, and so we just wanted to hear it.
I love that story. I think it's great that actually happened that way. That's really.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing any of us heard of this record was a song, or I should say, almost the medley, "Shookie," which has like about four or five parts to it. It's great. Did it appear fully in its present form, or did you mash things together?
We definitely mashed on that one.
Yeah. I mean, there was like that kind of that chorus reminds me of like "Stand" by Sly and the Family Stone or something, and then the verses. I don't know, it kind of started as like maybe like we were really inspired by Shuggie Otis. I mean, to start with, that's why it's called Shuggie, but like it started kind of like Elton Johnny and sort of got a little more soulful
Yeah, it got kind of hip-hopped out when it recorded.
Right.
Now it just sounds like
Swift put those like hip-hop drums on it. It wasn't like that before, and it's
now
like,
it's pretty funky.
Yeah. I mean, it really that one out of every song came together over the longest period of time. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a live version of Shookie from our guest, Foxygen.
Daughter the other day, man, that was weird. She had rhinoceros earrings in her ears, but hey man, I'm a soda. It's on the house, but I told you about the rooms inside this house. She don't know. That's news to me. That's news. That's news to us. And I could be in love.
Shuggy finishing up our set today with a live version of the first song many of us heard from our guest, Foxygen. That's from their album out this week, We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic, live here on the World Cafe.